מייבי סימן של חרס ושל עיוור, הוא מניח יובי תחתו, עד שהוא מסמל עם מים, ומי שחי ומסיקי אפילו כסער או דל. So, that's the first step of the Mishnah. Now, so the Mishnah says, this Mishnah deals with the Indian of Ashok. In other words, הולי ימיר התחת, כגן שהולי הולי ימיר מים שוב, ותחתי מים שירי. ותחתי מים שירי. So, in other words, so this, the title of this Mishnah holds that Gudasni, in other words, we don't pass in Gudasik, but the title of this Mishnah holds that we say Gudasik. So in Meila you can be Masik, even on a mikveh that is on the upper level, by connecting it with the mikveh that is on the lower level. V'orochek nakot, keitza, v'orochek v'chashim Hashem abod on v'yipsika shekosik, v'yur also mikveh. Maybe silen shal cheret, so silen shal ida, v'yur adin shal eitz, or shal etzim or shal tfuchitz. In very fast. So, umaniach yodi tachtof, now the question is, if it's either, either lead, that's metal, matches. Matches is metabol tume, so even though that pipe has no discibel, it's open on both ends, but matches is metabol tume. So the reason, so if the Mishneh has reference to a matches that is mechube, otherwise it couldn't be metabol tume. So certainly the aloche of Aviosi al-Dikare, Al-Ditare doesn't apply to it because it's not Mikabu Tumeh, so it is Abiyas Al-Ditare. But the Mishnah came and point out that it can have reference even to a type of its mashma from the Roshna Mishneh. He says, Uminiach Yomitachtov, Adje Umismal Imai. So why does he have to do it? So it should move away. So apparently the ceiling, the pipe, is not Mechuber. It's Tolush. So how can he use a silen shel iver that is matres, it's mikabel tume, so it's inconsistent with the aloche of Aviosi al-Ditare. So the answer is that Aviosi al-Ditare only applies to the transmission of water. So something that is incapable of being mikabel tume cannot be used as a transmitter. Cannot be used as a transmitter. But here it's for the purpose of making a shoki. Not to transmit mine, just for making a shoki to be makia, the din of shov. So for the in order that it should be used for Ashoke to be Matkia, the Dean of Shov, then there is no necessity of Aviyosi al-Ditare. So maybe Silen Shel Cheres Shel Iver, Umaniach Yodi Tachto, in other words, that the Mayim should go through the pipe, it shouldn't go outside of the pipe, and it shouldn't move away, it shouldn't be Nishmat. So, Ache u mismal mai, u meishchei, u mashikei afilo kisaro. Dai. So even though there is a context kisaro, much less than shveres amei, so it's over. Now let's see that up. Vayim natachti yishoel yimayim shuvim vitachti mayim shere. Vyorochit minakorev lechashinon, shemo, bordom vihifzik hashekosei. Vyloi also loi tfile. So in other words, and that was taken from the Rash. Now, the Rash says that, we are not chishish, maybe, in other words, what's the chidesh chochek nakor? Bishleim elim natachtin, it's a big chidesh. But, chochek nakor, what's the big chidesh? As long as there is conflict, what even does it make? So there is no intervening space, because there is continuity of water. Mashu, so that's all that is necessary. But there is continuity of mashu of water all over. So what's the chidesh? So the Rash says, The chiddush is that we are not chayshish. We are not chayshish, less the connection of self. But from the Russian of the Rash, it's mashma, even more than from the Russian of the Rav, it's also mashma like that. It follows up the Rash. That in other words, we don't have the chayshish. So we can take it for granted that the connection was not severed. Why should the chayshish that the connection was severed? But if we see that the connection was severed, even for a moment there was a connection, so then you cannot be tabled in that mikveh. You cannot be tabled in that mikveh. Now Rabbi Yeruchem has two shades. And the Mechavra passes in Shulchan Aruch that even if the connection is severed, it's still alright. As long as for one moment there was a connection between a mikvah she'in reshuva with a mikvah ma'im shuvi, so then the din shov was fuck away over it. And even if afterwards the connection is severed, so it doesn't matter. That's how the Mechala Paschas, like the Lashon in the Yerav Yeruchem, that it only, there has to be a connection only for one moment. Only for one moment. Now, but the Rashi is not. And the Rashi says we're not Cheshish, because we can take it for granted that it wasn't Nifsek, but if it was Nifsek, so then you cannot be taken. And it's mashma from the Lashon of the Rabbos. So we don't that Pachesh is because by itself it will not be Sarek. Unless a person comes and does it. We don't that Pachesh is that a person deliberately sever the connection. Anyway, so the Rav is like the Rash, like one Lashon in Rabbi Yochanan. And the Mechaba paskens that it doesn't matter. However, the Shach is Pachesh, the Chumre, for the other Lashon in Rabbi Yochanan. And maybe Silin Shal Charet, so Silin Shal Yidav, who are Din Shal Yitzu, Shoeza Shal Sufis, Eva Yitzaret, and Miach Yere Tachtov, Shal Asilin Kide Shal Yitzu, Mayim Achutz, Kishu Mesfal. At Shal Shal Yasik, there will be full contact between the two Mikuways, the Yishabu Amikvach, Afilu Kisar, the Kilo, the Shiva Shid Rabon, Avo Mimoyo Eli in Chosem Lechishiyo, Ubo Lachshirei Adi Ashok El Ashim in Lechishiyo, Ein Yal, Be Ashok Kisar, so from the rabbit's mashman, that's a big chiddush. That when it says afilu kisaro, so it means even less than tefeach latfiach. That's a very big chiddush. Why could it kisaro mean the whole apoches tefeach latfiach? But the rab shita is that kisaro it means even less than tefeach latfiach. So why is it good? So the rab follows up the shita of the Rashi. Because Shuvim is only in the Rabbonot, so that's why the Chachomim are making. So maybe that means, now, that in the case where the Shuvim, I say nowadays, all kinds of shittes. So there is a shitte that if it's Rubin Shuvim, so it's the Raise. Now, the Rashite is that even Kulin Shuvim, by something that is like by Kliploni, something that is not the Kabutume, so then it's Koshami Raise. But if it was shown out of something that is mikabel to me, so then it's possible that I say. So Memele, according to the Rash says that the reason is why the context in the Masho Kisaro is enough, because Shov is only the Rabbonon, so that Aloche or Masiki after the Kisaro only apply to a case where it isn't shown out of Dovah Mikabel to me. But if it is shown, if it's Rubin shown, so then according to Rashi on Shite, so it's possible that I say, so then Hashoke Bimashu wouldn't be enough. But then we would require Shutar Saleh. But in the case where the Shov is only possible in the Rabbonon, where it's possible in the Rabbonon, so then we don't need Shutar Saleh, then we don't even need according to the Rav, the Rav and the Rash, even Tefeach Latfiach, even less than Tefeach Latfiach. Now, what is less than Tefeach Latfiach Tefeach? So in other words, so kisaro means if it is moist, if you can detect moisture, even though there isn't enough moisture to be able to scoop some moisture and moisten other spots. But then the whole space, intervening space, is moist, so that's enough. Alright. But then, so only because show is up. Now the next step of the mission. How your behavior now put himself? ובטחתם עם כלום, ממלא ביקטת וניסים לאלי עד שירדו לטחתם ארבו עם סוף. So, אם אלי אין וליז ארבו עם סוף, אל ביטחתם אז אין כלום. So, he can, now the halacha is, that once the mikveh has mem sof, then no mim shuvim in the world passes it, because any mim shuvim that you dump into a mikveh that has mem sof becomes any show to the Aloha Bashoke. So maybe there is a simple way, filling up the mikveh atachte. In other words, you just dump a lot of water in the Elyon, and all the sugar in the world will not pass left, and then it comes down from the Elyon. It comes down from the Elyon into the tachte. So it's Mimali Bikate, Vinisin Elyon, Achiyir, Bultach, Rabbo Yimsof. Now, we'll discuss that thing in connection with the Mishneh in Perek Zayin, of Nosen Sof and Yotov Sof. I mean, so we'll discuss the Raivichit. Alright. So Mimali Bikate, Dimach, Achiyir, Vinisin Elyon, Achiyir, Bultach, Rabbo Yimsof, אפילו כל מיני שירותים שבאים לא מפסר. נאו דרש. הועלים לתחתי. כגן שתי מקבועים בשיפוע של ההר הועלים. אין בינם סוף. הועלים בשיפוע של ההר. הועלים אין בינם סוף. ומתחתי יש בינם סוף. ויסה, איזמי וסירי, ויני סירי איתי, ויני סירי שיחד בארגן, ויני שיחד בתחתי. וצורך בהם מתחילי שאין לי מסיכמית לחוצר, עד שיהיו למטו, שיהיו מושוקים, שבקונקטק למטו, למקווה השורים, כחוד הסערו, ולחושב כמקווה אחר. ויתן לו אפילו דרלי, סודם מכן ביתן ואיר, אי ואין עם דרלי, אי ודרלי, ופומים של מיילו מגיעים המיילים הצפס הסירי, ובראשי של מטו מרוטים, ובראשי של מטו So that was this Mishnah, he says, Vitevu afilu d'Elye. Even though d'Elye does not have memso, metachti yesh memso. So then he can be Tevel. So that was the Mishnah called in the Mandoma that we say Gudasik, because if we don't say Gudasik, how could Vitevu d'Elye? Vitevu v'ham mitre shem shechamikah chotzer achi yom mato. Achi yom shokul mato mikashon kikudasar, or yichoshif kimikvechot. Vitevu afilu d'Elye. Uponu. כשמיילו מגיעים המים הצבס הסירי, ובראש שומעתו מורטים כחוד השר. ולכך, נוקף מניח יודי תחתו, שהוא יאיצו מים מחוץ, כאילו שמשמעלה, הצור שניסה, הורכת נקות. דמורי חלשינו, זה קורה ש... דמורי חלשינו, שמו פה אודום בי פסיקה שכוסק. דמורי לא רוצה להתפיר. So the rush says, so it's not going to work. If it did happen, so then we're also going to work. That works even though there was a shock here for one moment, but in order that the thriller should be a good thriller, the context must exist. Vikashi. Heich mischabri now the Kehut Asare. So at first the Rash says, the first the Rash didn't apply it after to Asher to Shuvit. He said, Kigin Shnei Mikvois Bishipua Shel Har, Ho Eli Neibim Memso, Hu Vitachti Yid Memso, not to Shuvit. So now here's the Kashi, Heich mischabri now the Kehut Asare. הוא לכל הפוחס, אפילו רבי יהודה דלייקיר, בריש פרד שני דיגיטים, תפיח והתפיע בוי, זאת אומרת, דרש, אינטרס, פרד חס משתתס, דרש, so yes, no shames, according to one washing in דרש, דרש says, now דרש also has the קשה, here we say שוורס עלי בסחימו, and we say that תפיח והתפיע בו, so in one washing דרש says, that according to the Rabbanon, so Chibur comes in the Dafkin Shperazanit. And when the Gemore, the Price, in Gittin of the Zion says that the Peach Vatriach is Chibur, so that represents the view of Rav Yudeh. So according to Rav Yudeh, so Chibur Mikvois is with the Peach Vatriach. That's one motion in the Rash, in Tav. So he says, according to that motion, our prophet has a few Rav Yudeh to make it. And he holds that Chibur Mikvois does not require Shveres Anei, but Veyach Vatriach, b'chol ha'pochus we need, and here, even less than Veyach Anei, than Veyach Vatriach, this nation. With the Veyach Vatriach boy, we may be stubborn in the Marshi Yechachur. I mean, that seems to be very, very simple thing. I mean, that Kisare is the same Shiur as the Veyach Vatriach. What does the Veyach Vatriach mean? The minimum of Marshi. But he doesn't like it. He says that it's not the same Shiur, that Kisare, אפילו כיסרי נצלס לנדבר מתחילה. וגבי קייסו קטונה הוכר סייפה כשפרד ונדבר פשוט. ונראה לפורש, דוי היירה הוכר בחוסר. אלו בשולת, אלו שהוא שול, הוא מסיק אלי כושר, להכשירת, ויסגי בכוחות הסערי, תהיקימו בשימי דרבונו, כי דרומה בפרק המלכס הבית. ושמו מתעמזר וחשינם בסילן, אפילו יהיה כתב. The question is, I mean, one is on top, and the other one is on the father. So it's כתפרס, and Katafras is no Chibur, so the Rasens, because here the Mishnah discusses only the Niyan of Ashoke regarding Shuvit. But in Achnamen it cannot be Mechaber, a Mikveh Haseiro with a Mikveh Shleimo that way. This is what the Rash says at the end. But at the beginning the Rash said, no, Kim Shnei Mikvois Vishipua Shalaha or Elyin, Shalaha, Vishipua Shalaha, for Elyin Eim Benemso, Uvitachti Neyim Benemso, Vyeser, it's on Neyvi Silei. So at the beginning, in the first version, the Rash, applied it to two mikvois, one mikveh shleimo, one mikveh haseiro. So if it's kisare, so then it is mechaber. So then it is a chibur. So what will the Rash do? All right, the Rash himself adapts the second lashon, but he mentioned the first lashon. So we have to say, according to the first lashon of the Rash, so we have to apply the Chaim's Lomdus. The thing so far as chibur is concerned, so the Tiyabatfiyah chibur. And according to the first lashon in Rash, we have to say that Kisare is the identical thing of the Tiyabatfiyah. Because you see that the Rash himself says, it's not mistaber that Kisare and Tefiach Latfiach is Einach. Why did he mention that? Because according to the first lashon, we had to say that. And the first lashon in the Rash, agrees with Rav Chaim's Lomdus, that as far as Chibur is concerned, so Tefiach Latfiach can't be Chibur, but as far as a lady, the Shiur, the Nil, so Mimele, to be Mechabia, to be Kvois Chaseris, we have to resort to Nil. Mashenkin, he mentions, he was careful, he says, Kishnei Mikvoi Vishipur Shoah, Ho Eri Neipi Memso, Uvitachten Yeish Ve Memso. So one is a Mikve Shlemo, so in other words, so it agrees with the Ramadam Chite, that in order to be Machshir, a Mikve Hasero that is connected to a Mikve Shlemo, so if the two Mikvois are both Haseres, but if one is a Shlemo and one is a Hasero, Ramadam says, then Kantafkes is a Chibur. So we explain it, because Ramadam Chite is that the Kantafkes is Mufke of Viru, but Kantafkes is not Mufke of Chibur. So the first lashon in the Rash agrees with that Lomdus. So that it's Mufke of Viru, in other words, that the Shferes Amein is a Shio in Viru, but in Chibur, so just the Teach Latviach. Tefiach Latviach. So the Mele he says, if one has them so, and the other one does not have them so then there can be Chibur, out this Kisaro, and Saro is the identical thing of Tefiach Latviach, because the Chibur is enough. But the Rash doesn't like it, because the Rash it is. In Haname, there are two things, there is Iruv and there is Chibur. But the Rash it is, that even Chibur requires Shifres Amin. Even Chibur requires Amin, as the Rav Yom in Shures. In other words, the only difference between Chibur and Iruv, that both Chibur and Iruv require Shveras Aleid. But as far as Iruv is concerned, so there has to be one big Nekev Shveras Aleid. And there cannot be Tziruv of 10 small Mikovim. Mashenkin, as far as Chibur is concerned, even though it's also Kishveras Aleid, but in regard to Chibur, so there can be Tziruv through many small Mikovim. So he says, V'sagye v'chutasare v'ikiru v'shir v'rabonon k'bom al k'yitam v'chas habayis. ושמו, מטעם זה, מחשינו בסיועי, אפילו יהי כתב. ממה, so that means the contrarash, if let's say, the show would be a show for Dover and Carl to me, when the contrarash is it's possible that I say, so in Haname, there cannot be השוקה בכתב. ממה הוא בכתב? כמר, כאן משמק משפרשתי בנחפיר כמדולי ובחמתוך זה, דמיק ושולה ממים שובים, פייס למייסי, אפילו רובו רקשי. תעני בגיסה. מטעם איזה מקווה אלים נתחתים ורוחק ונעקורת. קיצה, מי ויסילן שולץ, ושל עצם ושל זכוכת. הוא מניח יודי תחתו. תחתו, עד שמספר למים. ומי שכן הוא מעסיקי אפילו בחיסרו, ודאי, אם נכבה פסילן כלשהו. טוב, I think we discussed it already, at one time. I discussed that at high. I mean that the shit is around the right. So that was the deceptor says that if נכבה פסילן, is culturally possible. So the Raivet has the Kashi, but the Mishnah in Kelim says that even something that had it is given. But if it wasn't Nase for the purpose of being, of serving as a biskibo, of serving as a biskibo. So Mimele, it's still not Mikabotome. It's still not Mikabotome. So why do we say that Asulaini is Afal Pishen Kufi? Apal Pishen Kufi. So the Apal Pishen Kufi. So the Mishnah Kelim. So that's what the Mishnah Kelim says. Hasulaini is Apal Pishen Kufi. Apal Pishen Kufi is not Nikabutume. So the question is, why does the Tisefta say in Nichva Pasilin Kolchu Posso? But that is naturally Kufi. So it's not Nikabutume. So the Raivet says. Now the Raivet, I think I discussed it. It's on the Rambam. The Raivet is on the Rambam. The Kesem has Mikvois. Haloche Zayin. So the Rambam says, Mitavnes ha-mikvois ha-eli me-natachte ha-loche z'akob. Kitzar, mivin silen shel cheres v'shalivea, ki chayitzi ben, she'in ha-sirene is peislenes ha-mikve. Una mia casa di tatto, so i sens, o ma la uomini, sette di manassino, un corpo coci un pensè, di cascioli, c'è un uomo di mischia, a chi ma che io, c'è di qui a che, e ci vuoi che res, a se lei mi sa fa pisce in putin, vi ha fa pisce in capin, vi muova, a fa pisce in tiro da azmo, mi colmo che il kiver, c'è nei cabole, non mi capin, mi spsu in l'icre, mi vede ave a quei goli, mi calenze ben, mi pisce in sciallo, mi tira spegir, so i sens, e non canale. In mi gatto cavolo stume, so te la dava che is, That fact that it has a vestibule is not enough. There is another prerequisite, you know, for Kabbalah's domain. That the kibbutz has to be made especially for that purpose. The vestibule has to be made for especially, deliberately, for in order that it should serve the vestibule. But if it is mitchilas b'yoselik as a vestibule, it wasn't made for that purpose, then it's not Kabbalah's domain. And because of that, so bamboo sticks can be used for schach. I mean, there is no shiloh whatsoever. Because true that the bamboo sticks have a vestibule, but that's the way they come, I mean, with the shamayim. So it wasn't made for the purpose of serving as a vestibule. Some may it's not become a tumor, so it can be used as schach. Anyone who says that it cannot be used as schach just doesn't know the thing. But there is no shadow whatsoever. So the Rambam says, but as far as mitzvah is concerned, So as long as it has a biskibu, so then it has the same thing like regrowing. So in other words, if water entered into a ceiling that is bent, in other words, it has a biskibu, and then that water from that pipe, that bent pipe, so came into the mikveh, so it's possible. So needed to have a regrowing. Now, so Rav Chaim says, the Rambam Shita is to the contrary. So that because the Rambam holds, kligrolim, so it was made for the purpose of serving as a biskibu. Mashenkin here, mitchilas b'yosei, it's kobu. So in my way, it doesn't become shof either. But the Rambam. So the Rambam is chilek on the Rambam. But the Rambam mentions the Rambam of the Tisefte. So Rav Chaim says, the Rambam holds that Tisefte has no application to a king to shuf. In other words, the Rambam equates shuvim with this. He said, so according to the Rambam, if water, let's say, came into such a pipe, went through such a pipe that is kofu, and then it came into the mikveh, so the water in the mikveh is already show. Let me show. The Rambam does not. But the Tisefta says, the Tisefta does say, Vimu Yasin Kof of Kofu is basic. The answer is that the Tisefta has referenced the case according to the Rambam. That Tisefta has referenced the case of being mechaber to mikvois, of being mechaber to mikvois. So maybe in order to be a mechaber of two mikvois, Chaim said it in the Sefer. So then it must be more kosher for tefillah in that ceiling itself. And since there is a halacha that tefillah has to be bikarke, and tefillah cannot be bikele, and even the kele. Even if the kele is attached to the karke, but as long as it has a halishan kele, so memele the tefile cannot be realized in that mikveh. If it is a kele, so memele, suppose you have a certain pipe that is kofu. So, and it's mitzchilas v'yosei it's kofu. It wasn't made for the purpose of kibul. So even though it's not mikavu tume, but since it has a biskibu, so maybe you cannot be tabling it. Since you cannot be tabling it, so maybe it cannot be used as a mechaber, as a connector of two mikvois. So in other words, so the Tisefta says that in regard to a case where the ceiling is used as the connector, as the link between two mikvois. So maybe in order that it should be mechaber two mikvois into one, so that ceiling itself must be capable of serving as a mikveh. And since it has a biskibu, even though it wasn't made for the purpose of being mikabel, so mele it has a shankele, so you cannot realize it really in it. So for the same reason that you cannot realize it really in it, it cannot serve as a connector. It cannot serve as a connector. This is, but suppose the water entered into that ceiling, hakafu, and then it came into the mikveh, so shov it doesn't become. Alright, now. So, Tanya B'Hisef. Mitare is a mikveh elim atachti v'roch nakon. Ket, kli b'silin shalei b'shalei 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 b' ומי שכנו מסיקי אפילו דחיסר, ודאי, אם נכפה פסילי, כל שהוא ריפוסט, כל שהוא ריפוסט. Now, the question is this, so then according to Reb Chaim's pshat in the Rambam, we have to say that when the Sefta says, אם נכפה פסילי, כל שהוא ריפוסט, so he cannot be used as a connector between two mikveis. But now that it cannot be used as a connector to be mafkia the din shoth of one mikveh. Because in order, it's not a case. The only thing is, it cannot be mechaber to mikveh into one mikveh, because in order to be mechaber to mikveh into one mikveh, so the mechaber itself must be a mikveh chair. And if the mechaber has a shem tailor, you cannot be tailor in the pipe itself. Suppose you throw in something in the pipe itself, a needle that became tummy. So the tefillah will not be hilei. Why? Because a tefillah became hilei, and this is also a kele, even though it's not mechaber tume. So the mele cannot be used as the link to mechaber tumi kveis into one mikve. Now, so he says in nichva pasilin kolcho is possible. Now here the Tisefta discusses a case of afilu bichisa. Now, so according, so we have to say, even according to what the Bible says in the Rambam, so in order to be mafkia the dinshof, we don't need tshuveres an eid. But if we have a tfiach, we do. So in other words, the Rambam can explain that afilu kisaro doesn't mean less than if we have a tfiach, but kisaro means if we have a tfiach, as the first portion in the Rash. So in other words, it means if we have a tfiach. But if we have a tfiach is not sufficient to be mechaber to mikvois. That will require you. So we may lay, so there we need, so in other words, so what does the Tisefta? The Tisefta is reference according to the Rambam. According to the Chaim Pshat in the Rambam, the Tisefta is reference, the Tisefta says, Masiki Afilu Bechisaro. At Masiki Afilu Bechisaro, so it is reference to the Afkoya of the Shem Shom. To the Afkoya of the Shem Shom. Or, if we'll say, assume that the Rambam agrees with Rav Netan, that in order to be Mechaber, to connect a mikveh haseva to a mikveh shleimo, so we don't need any yiruv, we only need chibur, so then the Tisefta can even have reference to the tziruv of a mikveh haseva with a mikveh shleimo, like the first lashon in the Rash. But certainly not, the Tisefta certainly cannot have reference to the tziruv of two mikveh hasevas. But the Tisefta can have reference to the afkoy of Tisho. And assuming that Kisaro means the Tefeach Latfiach, according to the Chaim's Pshat in the Rambam, so in order to be Mafkiah the Din Shov, we only need is Chibur, so in order to be Tefeach Latfiach is Havah Chibur, so it is Dalei. But as far as being Mafkiah the Din of Shov is concerned, so Nichva Basilei would be a light. Nichva Basilei would be possible in order to be Mitzalei to make ways into one. Because only that kind of a pipe that itself can be used as a mikveh can serve as a connector of two mikvehs. But nichva vasilei, so that cannot be used as a mikveh because it has a biskibur, even though it wasn't made for the purpose of being mikabeh. So mimele, it cannot connect two mikvehs. But it still cannot connect to mikveis, but to be mafkia didn't show that it could serve. So we have to say according to the Rambam that the Tisefta says in nichva fasilim kolchu is possible, so it cannot be used as a connector of two mikveis. It cannot be used as a connector of two mikveis, but to be mafkia didn't show it should be capable of being used. The whole oneness of Reb Chaim is only shayach when it's used as a connector of two mikveis, not to be mafkia the dinshov. Because, so let's say, in nichva fasilin kolchu, so it's possible, so mimele you cannot use it. You cannot use it as a connector of two mikveis. But not that it cannot be used to be mafkia the dinshov. But the pashtus haloshon of the Tisefta is, since umasiki afilu bechisaro v'daye has reference to the afkoy of the dinshov, that in nichva fasilin kolchu possible also has reference to the afkoy of the dinshov, not to the tzir of posel, to be mitzari to mikvois. Bamei dvorim amurim bizman shehoyu zeh oda bizeh. Avo im hoyu zeh bizad zeh, maybe siwe shehoyu chuvam bikan, the chuvah that is a branch. e visiva in cielo con mi cal, visiva la cadenza, un maci priere di cani dei, per uis, vi mi fa plifsal, mi si mi schibu di nasi sciubi. So de nasi et laite tu sciubi. Se mi chubo, dico, se mi vol, mi chubo se mi gete. Mi canto in vasile ne ha di zan mi kva chosea, visiva ne ha di zan mi kva chole, visiva la cadenza, e mi dai dei va a schnai in le chabro, e mi no cati chubo masma di bezze di sa ze, vi chai in schlikofu, vi zolk li tag di kmaist. So de nasi et, that, that, but let one more of his man show you the LWZ as reference to the catastrophes. When, let's say, you had one mikveh on the upper level, and you had one mikveh on the lower level, and then you bring the ceiling and you're on the chabah, and you affect a shock. This is reference to a king's words in Islam. But then he said, but let one more of his man show you the LWZ when it's the catastrophes in Islam. Avol, more you said it's a day, in other words, it's an even level ground, and you want, you have one mikveh of shuvi, and you have another mikveh of oyev shuvi, and you want to be machshir, the mikveh that has shuvi, by connecting it with the mikveh that has mayim sheyev shuvi, which is on the same level, so then, if it's a bitzadze, so then according to the Rashpshat, it doesn't matter that the ceiling that the pipe is covered. When does it matter that if the pipe is covered, that is, if it's in Islam. But if it's every Saturday on the same level, and one mikveh on the same level, has Maim Sheinam Shuvim and the other mikveh is Maim Shuvim, so then you can be machshir on the mikveh that has the Maim Shuvim by connecting it with the mikveh that has Maim Sheinam Shuvim through a ceiling that is covered. That's what he said. So he says, Umidinok, we can't go in our ceiling echo with a mikvah chosen, we ceiling echo with a mikvah shoren, we ceiling echo beenza, in a day day wa ashnai in the chabro, Umidinok at lichu wa mashma de beze, besides ze, we chayish likopo, we tzorek we dag de ikmash, we tzorek we dag de ikmash. So the question is, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? But anyway, so the Rash assumed that when is a ceiling kofuf possible only when you want to be mechaber in a katafas? And tachtim lehri and lehri na tacht. But if it's beish beirem, it's on the same level, not the katafas, so then you can be mechaber one mikveh to the other through a ceiling kofuf too. And the Rash asks, what's with it? Now the goal, sit behind similar challenge. What? Behind. Oh, sit behind similar challenge. Sit behind. Now, the next one, Mamurin. The mamshach mishon down. The mamshach memayon. The mikvah is over. I'm coming to mekosh. All right. So he says. ומכל מוקיין צורש אוהי הביסקי, כמו שקוסף בדיסט לשום, והביא הרש אומטניה, והיא נכפה, ומה שקוסף רש, וצורך לדאג די, מה ישניהם נראה לי, משום דרכו בו אין מקופו, אלו מצדכו, ואין אירו לקבלו, עד שאי המבית דוד, ולא חיימי ובית זריכו ואיס, מבית זודי, אף אגב שיהודי זה נעשה מבית זודי, אבל אי, קובל לספרו ככה, מה שאי כי נכפה, Kochkin di Mikabe Libesodim. So he says another pshat over there. Not like the last pshat, he said. Not that there is a difference between using a silin hanich be'akofuf in a slant and using a silin hanichfa in a level ground. No difference. So in other words, if the silin is kofuf, so then it cannot be used in a level ground. It doesn't make any difference. But when it says, when it's said to say, באמת הוא אמור בזמן שאולי זה על גבי זה, אבל מוי זה בצד זה, then it's, so in other words, it's not that it's kofuf, the whole ceiling is kofuf. So in other words, he takes, if it's זה בצד זה, so he brings one branch, he takes one branch, and then he takes another branch, and then he puts one in the middle, one here, one piece here, and one piece here, and one piece here, so then it becomes kofuf. So when does it become kofuf? When is it mikabel? After he installed it. So first, each piece of pipe by itself, he has three pieces of pipes. Three pieces of pipe. Each piece of pipe by itself is not covered. Each piece of pipe by itself is not covered. Let's say he has one piece of pipe here, and then he has another piece of pipe. That's not covered. It's straight. And then, let's say, he'll take another piece of pipe, and he'll put it here. He'll put it here. That's not covered either. And then he'll take another piece of pipe and he'll put it here. So then, and he'll install each one in the car. Then, when he installs all the three together, once he's through installing this piece of pipe and that piece of pipe, and then here, a piece of pipe, so then it will be the cover. But then it will be already covered with safe hockey cake. So it will be covered with safe hockey cake. Covered with safe hockey cake, so it doesn't make it to the shooting. This is how the Gro explained the deceptive. But of course, it's obvious that the Rash didn't explain it that way. The Rash assumed that the deceptive distinguishes between a silly nichva that is used in the Katachres and the silly nichva that is used on even level ground. So we have to understand it. I mean, the Rash doesn't say anything. But we can explain the deceptive according to the Rash Pshat. According to the Rash Pshat. In other words, that he says, in discussing something else, so Rav Chaim says that, let's say, by an even level ground, when we have, let's say, water here, and you have, let's say, tefiach latfiach, in between, so then we don't have to resort to any aloha tribo. We don't have to resort to aloha tribo, they're managed together. So we don't have to resort to aloha tribo. Let's say when you have a mikveh with water. So is it based upon a din of tribo? You have a lot of water in the same place. So you don't have to resort to aloha tribo. When do we have to resort? When do we have to resort to aloha tribo? That is only when bimtzias, they're not mechuzah. Let's say the katafras. So if it's an even level ground, so then they're managed together. So then, they are mechubam, me'alei. If you have water here and water here together, so you have a big mass of water. So me'alei they are mechubam. You don't have to resort to a din of chibur. But if it is because, so that is, if it's a new level ground. Mashenkin, if it is the katafres, so me'alei then they are mamish mechubam. So we have to resort to our local chibur. So that's why the Gemara means in Gittin, in connection with Tehillat Yadayim, because then it's also katafres when you wash your hands. It's not even level. So, because it's not mamish mechuber, because it's katafres by Yadayim. So the Gemara says, latfiach hibu by Yitras Yadayim. So they will have to resort to the aloha of hibu. Masha'en can if they are on even level ground. So you have water here, and in between you also have water. How much water you have? Latfiach, latfiach. You don't have to resort to anything of hibu. We don't have to resort to anything of hibu. So then it's a shaila. So then we say tefiach latfiach has a din of chibur. Mashenkei, if it's an even level ground, we don't have to resort to any din of chibur. Mimeila de amechuber. Is it shaila to say there is a din of chibur between in a mikveh that has mayim lemso? There is a din of chibur. They are together. They are mechuber me'aleihem. Only when b'mtzias they are not mechuber together. Let's say the katafres. So they are not mechuber together. If it's the katafres. So then we have to resort to a din of chibur. So that's the shayla whether it is a chibur, it's not a chibur. So he can say now that Rash says that actually katafkas there is no chibur. But in regard to the psul of shugim that is mirabonon, so even katafkas there is a chibur. So then we have to resort to a special aloha of chibur. Because b'mtzias there is no chibur in katafkas. And if it had been a gay, then I say then it wouldn't have a din of chibur either. But since it's only the gay episode of Rabbanon, so Mimele, Katafras is a chibur. But it's not, they're not mamish together. So I'll put in the Amechuber. Because it's the gay episode of Rabbanon of Shaul. So Mimele, this is the Pshat in the Sefer. The Sefer says, now, Rav Chaim doesn't say it, the Pshat in the Sefer, but I am applying Rav Chaim's language that he says in regard to the Pshat in the Sefer. So, the Sefer says, Tamed dvor mamurim bizman shoyu zel gabizek. According to the Rashmin, if it's the Katafras. So then the katafres, so the mtsias, they're not together in the mind.
You need to get out first. They're not going to stay together very long. So anyway, they're not being tears together. But since it's me, so they're not born, so they have to call us how it was, that there is a deal of freedom that happens. Even though being tears, they're not together. Suppose there is a deal of freedom. Vis-à-vis the pursuit of shoes that's in the Rabbonon, it has a deal of freedom. They are considered the reward. So that word, so anyway, if being tears, they're not together. And we have to resort to the Mechaber. And what is the Mechaber? The Silen? So if the Silen has a biskibu, and it has a Shem Kele, so it cannot be used as a Mechaber. Masha'inkei, when it's an unlevel ground, then it's at there. So then it's not the Silen, the three-piece Silen, that is Kofu, that has a biskibu. It's not that it's used as a Mechaber. Then it's, then it can't. Through, this is only the Yechetintze. So, through that ceiling, you manipulate that all the mayim should be together. The mayim in this mikveh. And the mayim in this mikveh, so through that three-piece ceiling, that is a couple, so we manipulate that they should be together. So what difference does it make how they are together? As long as in the end, the mayim are together. So it doesn't make any difference that they became together. They became together. They joined together in unity as a result of a three-piece ceiling that is not. In Katafres, where Bimtsiyas, they are not Mechuba. In Katafres, so Bimtsiyas, they are not Mechuba. And in Malpedin, in any Shire that is in the game, that I say, so they cannot be considered Mechuba. But, since it's Negev, they are not, so it's considered Mechuba. So the ceiling is in Mechave. So if it has a Shem Kele, it's a Kofu, it cannot be used as a Mechave. It cannot be used as a Mechave. So the ceiling is a Mechaber, so it cannot be used as a Mechaber because it has a Shem Kele, it has a Biskibu. Masha'in Kein, if there is a Zeh, so Bimtsiyas they are Mechuba. If Bimtsiyas they are Mechuba, so in Mele it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. If Bimtsiyas they are Mechuba. Alright, this is the Pshat. In the Sefte comes the Rash. When they call it the Goyen, it's something else, I mean, because here, it's Kovei. If there is a Zeh, so in Mele, so it becomes Kofu, and it acquires a Biskibu, after it was Likva Bikarka. So it's called A, we say Koki K. Because we say Koki K, it cannot pass. It cannot pass. Now, let's see the Rosh. Mitarin. Alright, now let's see the Rosh. Mishne Zion and Mishne Ches. Elo Mikvois. Elo Shero Mikvois. Shero Vitzat Mikve Kosher Oichosa Vitzat Cholem Mushnaim Chaserim. Zoro Sheyerecha Vanekesh Veres. Sheneistin Mithyanin. כלובי של פרס וכחולו, והוא שיר שני אצבועי ברבק שמהפכו בשיח הנקי וכן כזייס נמס עם סופי כמיית וכזייס ואף תומד שיעור הדרייס לפרי הסמיים ושרוץ מהזיר למים מתאר עם אוהלים נתח כי אם שני מקווי שאין לי בשפוע מקטפס בשפוע ומי וסיר אין בני סיר רי שיחד אוהלים ורי שיחד מתחת ובצד אוהלים יהיה תחתיס הסיר בשיח המים בשפוע הסיר אין יהיה כשיר זה כשנשמר למטו יגיע תחתיס ויש פורים Faucet into the ground so that the opening in the pipe will be filled up with water and then it will run through and there will be a continuity of water throughout the ceiling. כשמיים ושיפוע הסיר יהיה כשיר זה, כשישמר למטו, יגיע תחתיס תחתיסוי מצד אלים במים שבאלים. וכשמסכים עם המים ורמס מעמיק ואלים ותחתם, יניח יודי בפי הסירים שלמטו עד שישמר להסירים. גם למעלה. וכשיוסי יודו נמצאו שני מקוויס מחופורים במים לעלוק אל הראש. וכשיוסי יודו נמצאו שני מקוויס מחופורים במים ברחב שזרס הנעיד רגע אחד. וכשיודו המים למטו ישוער ומוסוקים כיסר ומים. Now all that thing is machzeret kisei klem. So, the only the question against this Rosh, that this Rosh he says here, what he says, in Kol HaMadal. In Kol HaMadal, choose Rosh HaMadal. Now, the Rav Yeruchem has two machines, as to whether if the Mekke, the Hebrew, the Kamtet, was severed, whether you can still use the Mikveh or not. So one Rosh means that you can use it. As long as for one moment there was Kamtet, there was a Shachet, even though we don't have it, was severed, you can still use it. So the Shem Shoh was not. Now, the other Rosh means no. That the contact must continue all the time. And if the contact is severed and somebody was gathering in the mikveh, after the contact was severed, so then it's no trick. It's no trick. Now, so the Rosh, the Mechaber passes, that there has to be contact only for a moment. But the Rosh, and the only for a moment. Now, and the Rosh, not like the Rosh here. The Rosh says that it must exist. The Rosh in Kol HaMadalev says that the contact must be there only for a moment.
And after that, once there was a contact for a moment, even though they belong each other, don't do it. Now, that's what the horse says in column dollar, but here he says just the reverse. He says, וכשי יוסי יולוף ניצו שני יקבועי שחבורים במים ברחב של ארץ עמית רגע אחד, וכשי יהודה המים למטו, ישוארו, מושוקים כיסר עודיי. מושוקים כיסר עודיי. So, and the horse says there that it has to be there only for a moment. So it is obvious that according to the horse, so for one moment there must be a connection of שחבר עמית. At one moment. If you haven't said there must be a connection of שחבר עמית. And once there was a connection to the extent of Shveras Amit for one moment, and then the connection was relaxed, I mean it wasn't, but is so if there always remains a connection of Kisaro, so then it's alright even though the connection of Shveras Amit existed only for a moment. But suppose, so first of all we see from the Rosh, the big finish, you see the Rosh explains the Mishneh Kisaro, that we don't need more than Kisaro, even for one moment we don't need more than Kisaro. According to Horace, the Mishnah is telling us that even to be Maftia, the Shem Shol, there must be for one moment a connection of Shveras Amit. But after there has been a connection to Shveras Amit for one moment, then you can loosen the connection and you can rifle it as long as there always remains a marshal of it. So the question is what kind of marshal? Either we agree with the Shikhet. So one thing we see that the Horace is Chayik Adrash. Where is according to the Rash? So the connection to be for the purpose of being Mafkia show. He only has to be Chukutasare, means Diviratiyah, or Chukutasare, means Western Diviratiyah. But he doesn't. Once we came home, that the connection for the purpose of being Mafkia show does not require Shverazim. One requires Diviratiyah, or it requires Western Diviratiyah. But once we came home, that he doesn't require Shverazim. The Roshi thing is that even for the purpose of being Mafkia show, we need Shverazim. We need Shabbat, and a Kitab Rosh. So then the question arises, all right, so we need Shabbat Rosh. Mother Shabbat, we need Shabbat Rosh. In order to make your show. So, Mother Shabbat. Yes, all right. So we need Shabbat Rosh. Mother Shabbat, we need Shabbat Rosh. In order to make your show. So, what is that? What do you see there? Like, there's nothing that I'm looking for, and there's nothing that I'm looking for. If you study first, what's that I'm looking for? So then, Mishra is a nature that exists all the time. Inside the same, what's that I'm looking for? So, for the moment, and then after the moment, you do the best I'm interested in that you might be required. So the whole thing is known. That Shira is a nature that is required for the moment. That's what I'm saying. You would have said, let's say, it's the real Mafia, the real Mafia is required only. How can we explain it? So it seems, now, the two missionaries, now the information of Mrs. Kowalski mentions many of the times that he read all the time. Even though I mean that, he's implicit in a number of the times that he claimed. But he says that he heard from the Chaim, which the Bisha Chaim says and the Simba says, I mean, but he mentions it in the name of the Chaim, that the two missionaries of Rabbi Yehuchan, I think I mentioned it already, the two missionaries of Rabbi Yehuchan is whether the Hashem must exist for one moment, or it must continue all the time. So I told him in the Shaila as to whether the cross show is based upon the concept of spirit, or is based upon the concept of height. By the way, now, there is a shock in regarding mind height. So the thing is, if you have mind height, I'm assuming, then you shall meet me in tense, but it's possible. That's why I'm shocked is effective. I'm shocked cannot confirm how we shall meet me on something that does not have shall meet me. But I'm shocked can be not here at the same time. So even if it's cool and show, what will be show, then you don't need to have a show together. Even if it is cool and any show, I mean if it's cool and any show, and it has been a rookie, surely, then it's a mikri test. But it's possible. So the Rosh is as follows. As here we are dealing with a mikri that is coming short. And we went to the machshor by bringing it in contact with the mikri that is coming in short. So the Rosh, in order, since this is coming short originally, so it doesn't even have a halisha mikri. In order to confirm a shem mikveh, and the heretofore any mikveh, so we must resort to a process of zriya. A process of zriya. When can it be considered that the enem shuvim is nizra is planted, is sown in the mikveh? Only if there is a connection. If there is a connection of shuvera zanit, because shuvera zanit is sheer new. So then, if it's newer, so then it can be considered zruma. But if it's not in newer, how can it be considered that the shuvim is zruma? in the show. It's not even rewarded with any show. How can we consider it as a war in the show? So in order to be mafia, in order to comfort and send me care on the mind, and here to form mind that do not enter me care, it must be Israel me care. If it is Israel me care, so there, the Shemitra will be conferred upon the mind that heretofore did not have a Shemitra. So it must be Zohar. When can it be considered to be Zohar in the Mitra if it's you have a Zohar for the Mitra? But if it's less than Shemitra, if it's not you have a Mitra, it cannot be considered Zohar in the Mitra. It's a Zohar Mitra. But as far, but one, so in order to confer a Shemitra, we must resort to a process of Zohar. In order that there should be Israel, there must be a new for Shemitra. But only for a moment. It doesn't have to last forever. Some male and Shifere family, for one moment, the first moment, there must be a new in order to be Zohar. So once it is Zohar, yet in one moment, in the Meitre, so the Shemitre is conferred upon the heretofore mind that are not Meitre. But then there is another absurd. Even if Rube hadn't been shown, just a little baby show, so it would have the psul of mind showing. It would have the psul of mind showing. So the psul of mind showing is only potah, by being not Israel, but by being mechuna to mikveh. So in other words, a mikveh that has the psul of mind showing, so it is kosher if it's mechuna to mikveh. That does not have the psul of mind mikveh. So kolam chuna to mikveh has the same status as the mikveh itself. So only as long as it's mechuna to the mikveh, it doesn't have the psul of the mind showing. But if the connection is severed, so then it's not mechuna to mikveh. But in order to be mafia, the psul of mind showing, so then we only have to resort to chibur. Chibur is the chibur of Matriach, you know. So the chibur of the Tzvali, the Rosh says, וכשיוסי יודו פליצו שני מקווי מחובון למים בריך השבר השמית רגע יחוד, וכשיודו המים מלמטו, נשארו מוזוקים כסר עובדי. I think that the right shot in the Rosh. Okay. Rosh. המשנה חס. All right. כסר של שני מקווי. שמזדק, ושעשה מצטרי פולארי ונצטרי. Now, Shas and Arif, so one has reference to horizontal and one has reference to vertical. But which has reference to which, so there's a machloket between the Rambam and the Rosh. And the Rambam on one hand, and the Rosh and the Rash on the other. Now let's see how the Rav explains it. Kesel she b'shtei mikvoyis, she nizdak, mishase, nirmai romato, vertical, mitzdari. Ulaarei, ein mitzdari, laarei, vidarizant, laarei, מי משמאל, הריזונטל, אין מצטער, שמוכנח לפי רב הנאי. So that Rav follows up the sheet of the Rambam. Now, the Rash and the Rosh say just the reverse. That the Shase is the horizontal, and the Rav is the vertical. The vertical. So because of that, we pass the Chumre. So in other words, whether it's horizontal or vertical, so it's not mitzvah. It's not mitzvah. The Yudha in the Chiluf Adlo, now we pass the Kalikam, not like the Yudha. But, because of the Machlikis, the Rambam and the Rash, as to whether Shase is vertical, as the Rambam says, or Shase is horizontal, as the Rash says, so we pass that in both situations, whether the split took place horizontally or vertically, so it's not mitzvah. So, then I look at your view. A view in the Chil, now, Nifritzu Zebisirze, would mean, if I say, you would have a kinsel between two mikvahs, and then there will be a break in the top of the kinsel. That would be lifted to zel zel zel. So, al hum tiklipas hashum, val rechav kishveres alei. So what is the al hum kishveres alei? That means the diameter of kishveres alei. What is kishveres alei? Kishveres alei, rechav means a diameter. Means a circle that is drawn over a diameter that has a little kid's voice. Will say its voice. So in other words, so Rechav Shveres Amei means this. The Rechav Shveres voice. And so that means, in other words, this has the Rechav Shveres voice. And Al-Hun Ki Kripos Ashur, that means happy turn according to Mumus Peshay. So Al-Hun, in other words, like a shell, you know, like the shell of garlic. So that is Al-Rechav Shveres Amei, so it means the same diameter, but Al-Hun Ki Kripos Ashur, so it's a happy circle of the Heavish Razali. According to most Rishayim. but the Rajbol Charamani says that Nitas Ashurov, in order to explain the Hitler from the Tam, because from Tam Shiti is that only the Mecha was the Mekish Razanei. Only the Mecha was the Mekish Razanei. But Mani is, so if you know, if you go to Teyach Latvia. So Teyfus named Teyfus in Gittin after Zayin mentions from Tam Shiti, and Teyfus is massacred at the Tam, because of this mission. Of Nifritz who said, he said, there, I'll run to Nifritz Ashurum, but I'll really have to be better than me. I'll really have to be better than me. So that means that it means my. So Teis says that he is Chilikan al Avnetam, and he says that Shveres Aneid means not just that the Nekev has to be Shveres Aneid, but there has to be more in Mayim ki Shveres Aneid. So the Raya of the Ri is from this Mishnah. Now the Rashi Tyres, the Chesed of Tyres, so the Rashi says, he mentions the same Tashi that Teis says against Avnetam, this Mishnah. So he says, there is no Raya from this Mishnah. Why? Because when the Mishnah says, I won't give Kippus Hashem, I will give Shveres Aneid, so it also is reference to a Nekev. So it also is reference to a Nekev. In other words, but Mayim has to be, it's enough if it is the Peah Vashia. This is what the Rashi says. Now, why couldn't Teisves? Why couldn't Teisves, understand this Teretz by the Rashi, that's the Poshut, So the end, the shot must be, because here the Mishnah talks. Here the Mishnah talks of Nifratz. What does Nifratz mean, Nifratz? In other words, first the Mishnah talks, where the Nekev is in the middle of the case. Mashiach Nifratz means that the Nekev is on the top of the case, and it breaks through. So, at the top of the case, the way I did it here. So, it is Nifratz. So, so that stays as right. Bishleimi, if we say that Shveres Aneid means Mayim ki Shveres Aneid, then Mayim, Molei ki Shveres Aneid, because it's not really Piyav. Mashe Inkei, if the Neke is Nifratz at the top of the cave cell, so then it's open. Amrotia, it's open. So in Melee, we don't require Mayim Shveres Aneid full, but we only require Mayim of Al-Rechav Kishveres Aneid and Al-Rum Tikrit Vashum, which is Issemi Shveres Aneid. But he, according to Rav Netam, that even when the Nekev is in the middle of the Kesel, it doesn't have to be a Shveres Aneid full. Only Tviach Latviach, but there has to be just a Nekev. So what's the Yiches with the Nekev? I mean, it's not as an ornament. So the Pshat is, since there is Nekev Shveres Aneid, even though in Tzias, so the level of water reaches just up to here, just a little above the bottom end of the Nekev. So the Meir only to be about Tviach water there is in the Nekev. But suppose the level of water rise, so then you will have a Shveres Aneid full of water going through the Nekev. So since potentially, that's Rami Tam Shite, since potentially there is a Nekev through which there can be a Shveres Aneid full of water, so it's Mechaber, it's Mitzari. It's Mitzari to Mikvois. It's Mitzari to Mikvois. So the question is, so why do we require? So according to Teis Shite, that it always has to be a Shveres Aneid full of water. So you understand, when is it required there should be Shveres Aneid of water? Only what's in the middle. But if the break is on top of the cave cell and it's right here, so then we only require heavy Shveres Aneid full of water. But according to Rav Netam, so that we don't need Shveres Aneid full of water, and we don't even need heavy Shveres Aneid full of water. Even when the Nekev is glancing, so we only need a Nekev. So what's the Yichas of a Nekev Shveres Aneid? So potentially there could be a Nekev Shveres Aneid full of water, whenever the level of water is higher. So in the case where the Nekev is on the very top of the Kesel, so you have an opening up to the Rokia. So it's potentially, if only the level of water will be high, so then you have more than a Nekev, than Shveres Aneid full of water. It will just go over the wall. That's the reason as to why Kesel didn't say this stuff. But what's the pshat in the Rash? So the Rash holds the fact, you see. The fact now, the halacha is, I mean, Teisves, we saw it last time, Teisves in Chagiga says that when do we need a Shveres Aneid, that's only there is a Kesel.
is a meat case in the neck of his beamza, so then we shverasame. If it is meat, so then we don't need kishverasame. But less than that, our hunting with a shoe while they have kishverasame. But if it's a tata shovel, as it is as a big says, then the kia batria is not. So in other words, if it's me kaka shove, so then we don't need kishverasame in order to be mechaber and to be married. As Reb Chaim explains it, because when it's with Karka Shove, a little level ground, we don't have to resort to any din of Chibur, to any din of Yeru. B'tzir zeh mechubar, b'tzir zeh mehuret. So there is no halacha that my in order to be mechubar and mehuret, so at every point there must be a profusion of water. So even at certain points, so there isn't a profusion of water, but there is continuity of water all over. So the mele, b'tzir zeh mechubar, we don't have to resort to mechubar, to any din of Chibur, to any din of Tzir. Mashiach came where there is a case law, when there is a case law, there is a hefsek. Whether the hefsek consists of a case law, whether the hefsek consists of a case law, or the hefsek, let's say, the in the cavity in the mikveh, so there's also a hefsek. It's not the same level. It's a cavity. So then we require to a din of chibur. We have to resort to a din of chibur, to a din of yiru, because there is, we don't have mamish yiru, mamish chibur. So the melech there is halacha shvarasamei. Anyway, Tesis and Chagiga says in so many words that words we can't show them. There is no hefsek. So then it is tefiach latfiach. So then it's the real atfiyah. So, but when do we need shifaras an eid? When there is a hefsek. So, mimele, true. So we can say like the Rash, that where it's nifra to zeh b'zeh zeh, so then the nekef must be, al rim ki klipas hashum, val rim chav ki shifaras an eid. The nekef must be that al rim ki klipas hashum, but the question is, but if the nekef is less than that, let's say, suppose the nekef is like this. Now we are assuming by Achmoshul that this has the measurements of our Rebbe Kiklis Hashum, it's 7-inch appearance. And our Rebbe Kiklis Hashum, but suppose it's less than that, then it's not good according to the Rav's Pshat Matam Matam. Why is it good? But the question is, it's on the very top. So then, when the level of water is higher, so then, it will just, you have more Tishvara Sanei. Well, the answer is, that doesn't matter, sir. Now, suppose the Mekef is the answer. So then we must have the Nekev Kishvara Saleid. Why? So that potentially there could be a Shvara Saleid full of water. But why shouldn't we say, even if the Nekev is less Shvara Saleid, so if potentially, so a Shvara Saleid full of water can go through from one meter to the other, but suppose the level of water will be so high that it will be above the level of the Kinsel, then you have Ishvara Saleid full of water. The answer is true. If the level of water will be so high above the top surface of the Kinsel, then you have Ishvara Saleid full of water and more than Ishvara Saleid, 1,000 Ishvara Saleid you could have. But the point is, as long as the level of water is not above the top surface of the Kinsel, then you wouldn't have Ishvara Saleid full of water. So the middle of the Kinsel is considered a mafsik. But if in the middle of the Kinsel, so even in the case, even in the case where the level of water will not be so high as to be above the top surface of the Kinsel, so still water will be able, and water reaches up to the bottom end, and if it will be a little higher, so then if there will be Shveras Anit full, so then the Kinsel is not considered a mafsik. So the Rav says in the Rabbeinu Tam that if, let's say, you have Hefesh Shveras Anit Nekir, so Mimele, then the Kinsel is not a mafsik. It's not a mafsik. Not a mafsik. But if you have less than Hefesh Shveras Anit, just a Nekif like that, so Mimele, then the Kinsel is considered a mafsik. Since the Kinsel is considered a mafsik, so it's not considered to be Mimele. All right, but we can say like the Rash. All right, so Nifri to Zebis Yerze, Alhum Kiklis Hashum, Valhiri Kishvara Saleid. Now, the Rashbon Shara Mayim, so he says something very strange. I mean, one thing is not strange at all. You remember, I mean, that when he went over the Rash, and the Rash says that the reason is why Menshkeli Masiki Afilu Kisaro, and we don't require Shvara Saleid, and not even Tefillah Latfiyah, is because Shuvim is the Rabbonon, so Mele Lechachomim apply the special question. So, there the Rashbon mentions in Bitchilesh, that Kisaro is even less than Tefillah Latfiyah. So I said, I mean, it is quite reasonable to assume that Kisaro and Tefeach Latfiach, the Tzainach. But the Rash doesn't say that. Now, the Rashbon Sharamai, in discussing Rabbeinu Tam Shite, So he mentioned Stasis Kasher. Stasis Sharamayu Sharyu. So he mentioned Stasis Kasher against from the town from our Mishneh. So it appears from this Mishneh that Shlomazaloit is not a Shiro Leket, because it's a Shiro Imayin. So he says, Rabbi Tam will say, he doesn't say the same thing with Rash. The Rash says, according to Rabbi Tam, so this too is a Shiro Leket. But the Rash when Sharamayim Shalit says that Kiklipas Ashum, Arum Kiklipas Ashum, the Alech of Shlomazaloit, that's Heinehach, is the same thing. And it's also the same thing with Mashiach Yafilu Kisa. That's what he said. So, as far as the point that Kisa won't be Kriyat Latriyah, the sign of Hach, that's not a positive, I mean, on the contrary, the Rash, Shite, that Kisa won't is even less than Kriyat Latriyah, is a little strange. But he says that even our Rumki Kripus Ashum, so in other words, he doesn't explain Rumki Kripus Ashum, let's say, you know, like a shell, so it's a circular piece of the valid shell, so in other words, like half a circle. So he means configuration just a small piece of shell. In other words, like a small piece of shell that of water. I mean, so that means the feyach latviach. What is the feyach latviach? That's the minimum of water. Because if it's just the feyach and you couldn't moisten some other spot with that moisture, so it's not mayim. It doesn't even measure every shemashk. As Rav Chaim says, that the feyach latviach is basically shiur mayim mashk. So the mele, it is considered chibur. In other words, there is continuity of chibur, the continuity of mayim. All over, even in the intervening space, where there is relatively very little water, but if in every intervening space, every spot of the intervening space, there is a chola poches, mayim tefei latviya, then it has a shemash, it has a shemayim. So he says that alrim, that mashik yafi yisar, and tefei latviya, and alrim kikri kusashum, alrim hamishveres hamid, that's hainah. Alright, now, nifri to zeh bisir zeh. Hanin umayro bodish hakeisa, didavke kishemiz dek hakeisa o meter, umayro bodish isholem, hu dibinu tishveres hamid. Abo, kishemiz pas hakeisa o direishei, ba mayim ischap rishom, and water pour over from both sides, and it's reyot niyavim, so sage birum kikir gesashum, birecha av tishveres hamid. Now let's see the rest. Rash. Now, so the Rav adapts the Shittes HaRambam, that Lishase means vertical, and the Rav means horizontal. But the Rash, Mishle Tess, is just reverse. Lishase, Mitzadze. It's horizontal. The Rav, Numayro Mato, verse, just the reverse. Nifritzu HaNumayro B'Reish HaKeitzo. V'davke Kishenista Kolonikav SheHaKeitzo Shomim Numayro V'Yanekev Reyes HaAvya Bo'Yish Veres HaNeit Avo Nifratz HaKeitzo B'Reish V'Yapirzo Reyes HaAvya Ad HaRokiyan V'Amayim Nishchal Rishom Sage B'Rui Kiklipas HaShum V'Reichav Kishveres HaNeit V'Mitisef Tepolik Rapshim Daniel V'Kom HaTepach M'Reichav HaPirz. So that's Rapshim Daniel, so he's Chilkan B'Shiro. He requires much bigger Shiro V'Tzorech Mutag Midvo דירוכן לא קטר אום כקריפס אשום ומיודע בסימרי מאפילו כיסה ומסך אסתר אסתר אמו מה יסוד שאין וגיתם דימש כתפי אחים יחיבו לו ותמונותי או תפי אבו התפי אחיבו So there is still a five different jury Here we have in one Mishneh Erev Mikvoles כשיכר הסנאי That's one Mishneh של הסנאי Then we have a שיר מסיכה אפילו כיסר מה Mishneh מסיכה אפילו כיסר And then we have a שיר of the Znao Mishneh of Al-Hum Kikripas Ashum Al-Reham Kishver Ezanei I mean that is Hev Kishver Ezanei and then we have the Shio of the Lord Atviach so how can we reconcile all these things? So insofar as the Shio of Mishneh Masiki Kisaro so the Rashi already mentioned that this is to be limited only to the Ashoki of Shuvi and not to the Ashoki of Mount Meim because in regard to the Ashoki of Mount Meim according to the Rashi we must have Kishver Ezanei You see, Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam Shite, so Hashoke is based upon Chibu. Mashiach came to be Mechaber, to be Mitzarif, to be Kvonis, to be Kvonis of Chob Zohim, there we have to resort to Yibu. So Shver HaZanit is required in order to affect Yibu. But in order to affect Chibu, Tefiach HaTefiach is not. So according to Reb Chaim's Pshat in the Rambam, and the Lechem Yisimlo, again, there are many things that Reb Chaim says in the Lechem Yisimlo, I mean, says, in Mikvoyes, it's a wonderful sefer, I mean, it's altogether different from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I mean, it's the same Mechaber, but it's, he talks on a different plane altogether, in the Lechem Yisimlo. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he wrote for Balabatim, you know, who are not capable, you know, of understanding something in great depth, but he was a great one, he made big odor, I mean, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And he really, I mean,
he recruits, not only symbol, so he analyzes everything in greater. So there are several times that the Rachem Yisimo says, and this is one of them. So he also says the same thing that Rav Chaim, that according to the Rambam, so Tifilach Latfiach is a shiur chibur, and Shver Zameit is a shiur ilu. So Mimela Latfilach Kemine. So the Rash also says that Ashoke can be affected with Rashi Shver Zameit. But there are two Latfimines. Number one, as far as Ashoke of Maim Shurim is concerned, so then we don't even require according to the Rash Tifilach Latfiach, even less than it. And then, as far as the Ashoke of Maim Shurim is concerned, so according to the Rash, so we require Shivarasaneit, even though, the Rash could also agree that it's only necessary to have Chibur, but the Rash holds that with less than Shivarasaneit, so we don't even have Chibur. And the Rash is, that the only the Ashoke of Maim Shurim, so Kisara is not. And that's less even than the Ve'afiach. Why? Because Shurim is in the Ramon. So in order to follow, they suppose it is shown, the mind, the mikveh happened to be shown through a kelim that is becoming to me, and that right, the Rashi is the term, this kind of show is supposed to be the Raise. So then, in order to affect Ashoke for that kind of show, according to the Rash, we would require Shifaras on it. Alright, then he says, the Haki upi Rashi. We say Shmini times. So the Rashi mentions that there are several Shurim that on the surface appear to be in conflict with each other. In other words, we have the Shio of Kisaro, and we have the Shio of Tevira Tfiyach, and we have the Shio of Shver Zaleit, and we have the Shio of Tuvzashu, of Tuvzashu. So, as far as Kisaro is concerned, so that the Rash applies only to Ashok of Mami Shurim, which is in trouble. How about the other Shurim? How can it be reconciled? So turn to Perishmi of Tales, Mishne Tes. So there, the second half of Mishnah Tes says, "I need to take my tafkes to teach him the chibur l'tumel l'itah." Where is Beirin? Chibur l'tumel l'itah. Chibur l'tumel l'itah. Now, so this means, "Mashke teach in chibur l'tumel l'itah." The chibur l'itah, but hot teach l'atriach. So many Rishonim say, "Is a chibur l'tumel l'itah." And what does it mean? And when the Mishnah concludes with Eshberen Chibur L'Tumel L'Tare, it means if there isn't the intervening space in Eshberen and even more ground, Tefillah Batfiach. Tefillah Batfiach. Now, the Rash, here Mishnah Tes and Perkes Mishnah Tes. So he says, now, it's not necessary to go over the whole Rash, but just the first part. After it's the 11th big line, and there is a period on top. Hitchonetan. The Roche Mashmal to Tiyah Latriya Chibur. Uf Tiyah Chibur Mikvois Nanu Maizel Tiyah Shegel Yivomes Eru Mikvois Shveres Amit Kishtiyah Zboyes Chiz Vonkei. Bitoch HaKavetam Litarelis Dinoka Boye Shveres Dineke Boye It's Amin Tzu Bikoyeke Dineke Boye Kishveres Not the Deke But Dineke Boye Kishveres Abo Bimayi Sali Bitiyah Latriya Umikinach Mishnaseinu Yitzorok Antam Mitzrik Dimas Nisimba Shoke Vosob Mikve Abo Mishum Rebiyu De Doma Vili Mikve Name Ad Chibur Tzorok Litarelitzke In Dal Kochon. So that was because Ignorant Gittin says that we mikro nama ad achibur. So that kohon meiter rabiud e bishiur ad ishifoferetz kinu mechal feshvit mikroi vecham educh. Vim tema, vipeno shabun tam bine kefoko kishferetz, heiche sari bite vi afat viya, mayim, vaalei, nek ane kefoko, viachi nismal lechetzien, vireich afa mayim kishferetz, vireich afa mayim bino kishferetz alei, ki vitna mifel shvit mikroi, zga vikizra shvish mikroi, shenizdak lishase, שניזדק, לכתוב משעס המסתר והרב מסתר לבת שאין לו כנח לשבר הסמאית וכאן נפחה צר מסיר זה כמי לו שהפיר צובר יסעביה כותב הרעון כפריס רשום והרבה כפרד את מינס הפי שפרס הרי סרקו ויש לו אימא דורס אמנם את אקסטנס זה עשות ויש לו אימא דורס אמנם לא הרבה דומיים אלו בשיר הפיר this is what the rest is ובדיסקת פה מתלבשים גם ריאל ויום הטפח מלא רבה פיר so ותדע דיו רבי יהודה דומה תפיר ותפיר אחיו ופוליקוס משעס את הארץ והוא מכיר מה דבורים דיו השיעור הזה של פרס יקוד תשעור מפוליק שמע מנו ראי רוסו בשיר המים פואר ובשיר הפיוט ואין תניה so he explains how it is that all the day of people's השיעור also is reference to the naked not to the mind ואין תניה בלסף מקוויס קום כשי the same תסף תרש מן שזיה קום כשי הוא מולי קרי ואישי קרי מקרה אף על פי שפיר צער כלשהו כאילו שבסייך תהיה איתו ארצי ליד שאין בפיר כשפר הסמאית כאילו מה זה מקלינות ואין כשפיר פרי יסעביה כמו אם בפיר צריך כסף אבל בפיר ומה הוא מחשים בגלל כשפרס ואם הוא מרשו לכם נשאר לי, יעד עד הרבים מוצאים עושם בראי שלי רבים למחנה וכן הוא למען נבש ורד אחד, ואי כי נכנס הגודל בעלמה, ועבוד רוחם בבדרו ביחוד אבים להם יקרים מעלה כמו חוזר חבטוחת, ואי בסעיף תרק חמישי, ופה אגב בשתי שיקציס, תוטרוס, קוטונה ביצוף מרוילות פריקס השום וקטון בדרך של פרס, קטון איתה בפרצה למקווה אלו ודה, גם במקווה עירה בשיר הפרצה, ומים המסער בין דרך הפרצה, ולבינים הם בדרך הפחיד ברמיים שוורס, זה חיבר המים ולביודה כדיסלי, ולבונון כדיסלי, וכל וכל שום, ואם תאים הרומיים יהיו משיעור ולבונון כאילו בפרק הפריח אל החיבור, ויש להם מה, סודרה, this is important, תו משם נסיע מרש, ויש להם מה, ולבונון בונה כפריפס השום מים, בין בנקב, השום מים בין בנקב כשפרס, בין בפיוץ העניין, כדי אשכחון בפה, דבי בי שיקסיס, שבאבן, וכדי שחס מהם, and then there is נקב between one draw and the other draw, כדי כתובה, אם היו מקום איזו לזו, אם כי שוורס הלב, או אישו המים צוף מאוד עדיין, אפילו כקליפס השור, המים שבשני המקדוש, תצבור בוש, אתה מסתכל בו שניץ, ואיתי יש לי פורש, תיכול מוקים שהמים מסעובים דרך נקב, או דרך פירצו, שאומר לו, שיר המים כשיר הפירצו, בין לשוורס, בין לקליפס השור, בין לרב יהודה, בין לרבון. ובמסיעה שווס בכך מסתיס מקיסר, וכי פליגר במים צוף עם יומי לו מן הקיסר, ולא עם פירצו. וכי הייתי קומקס, דרבונון בו יהיה כקליפס השום, ולרב יהודה סגה בפני רבק פריח, וניחה אשלה בטלדו לשכנו בקרי בשמיים מרוב מהשיר ומרוב עם כשפר הזנאים, משלה שזה משיר המים, ועוד מפעם עושם והמסים ומשיק יעד וכסר המבית, עושם מה בחוסר, אבל בשור עם שור, ומשיק עם כושר, וסגה בחסרו, משום, ושיר לדרבונון כדם ודרמה, סונדר אשלה זה יהיה טול שמס, והולץ יהיה טול שמס, ואץ ויש למה דרבונם בויה, זה לפרס לושם דרסס, ויש למה דרבונם בויה כקליפס השום מים, בין בנקב כשפרס, בין בפירצוני. אבל זה טייס ושתרמתם שתהיץ, ואת, זה נקב אסתו בכשפרס הלית. כי נקב בכשפרס הלית, אם נקב יש באמצע הקיסר, let's discuss לך בטעם שתקורם כדי רס פשחת. So אם נקב יש באמצע הקיסר, then the נקב אסתו בכשפרס הלית. And מים, so it's more if it's the fair of the fear. אם נקב, it is not the end of the case, but it's the pirtze on top, there is a break in the top of the case, then the nekev has to be only half a shver as a leit, pirtze ashum, and the mayim has to be the vera fich. That's how it comes. Now the rash himself is own shit. So he has two shits. So the first was, now what is tasteless in getting that design, say the rishite, and that's I think also the rashba shite, the rashba son shite. That we always require if the nekev is in emtza ha-keisel, in the nekev emtza ha-keisel, then the nekev and the mayim has to be shver azaleit. It's not enough to have a nekev shver azaleit, but there has to be a shver azaleit full of mayim. And if the level of water reaches just the bottom end of the nekev in the middle of the keisel, then the two mikveis are not mitzvah. So according to tasteless in Gittin, so when you have a nekev in the emtza ha-keisel, then the level of water must reach the top end of the nekev in emtza ha-keisel. Emtza ha-keisel. That's the issue. The Rashi thing is different. The Rashi thing is that mayim has to be only klipas ha-shum full. What is klipas ha-shum? Klipas ha-shum means heavy shver azaleit of mayim. Even when the nekev is in the middle of the keisel, in the middle of the keisel, so there has to be a nekev shver azaleit, but the level of water must go only up to the diameter of that nekev, only half full, that's all. Even when the nekev is in the middle of the keisel, so the nekev has to be shver azaleit, so that potentially a nekev, the shver azaleit full of water will be there, potentially. But actually, in order to be mechaber the two mikvois, it is enough if half, if klipas ha-shum, if half of that shver azaleit nekev is full with water. So, but then he said, but the nekev has to be kishver azaleit. This is if the nekev is in the emtza ha-keisel. So then the nekev has to be a full shver azaleit. And the mayim will have a shver azaleit. Klipas ha-shum, how they have shver azaleit. But if the nekev is on top, so then not only the mayim has to be half of shver azaleit, but even the nekev itself it's enough. On account of the fact that it's re'ah pnei avia. So even the nekev itself is enough if it is klipas ha-shum, which is heavy shver azaleit. Heavy shver azaleit. That's the first halacha. That's the first one. That's according to the rabbanon. V'yesh lema de rabbanon boye ki klipas ha-shum mayim, bein b'nekev, ki kishver azaleit, bein b'pirtzei neino. whether the naked is the middle of the case. So then, what kind of naked is required to tell us? But the ma'im has to be treated as a shoe. Heavy naked for sure, somebody. And being the pure tzalino, where the naked is a break on top of the case. So, but the ma'im as far as the shear of ma'im is concerned, so it's the same whether the naked is here or the naked is here. But in the shear, in the size of the naked itself, there's a difference. If it's here, so there has to be a full shear, somebody. If it's here, heavy shear. That's a common trouble. כדאש בכל מיתו בסעיף פרקי, גם בבי שיטסי שבאבר, בקיני שחס מהם, דקטורים או ימקו ביצוע של שפרס עליהם. או אם שואלה, מה אם צופן על גביהם? So how does it mean? מה אם צופן על גביהם? That there is a break in the wall, in the dayfen of the שיטסיס. In other words, you have two drawers and there is a dayfen that is mafsi between them. So, או אם שמה אם צופן על גביהם? אפילו תשיום המים שבנים מקדוש. הדוס. So, and... ויגיש לפרש. So according to the first lotion, so the Rabbonon require mayim of Shifaras Anei, require mayim of Kripas Hashuv, heavy Shifaras Anei. But Rabbi Yudeh only requires Tifiyah Rafiyah mayim, not more. Rabbitam, according to Rabbitam, so even the Rabbonon require only Tifiyah Rafiyah mayim. Only in Mekesh Vatali. According to the Rash first lotion, so the Rabbonon require Pripes Hashumai. But Rabbi Yehuda is Chelek. And he says that only the Tefillah Vatfilach Mayim is required. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Then in the second lotion. The Eid Yisri Forish, the whole lotion shall Mayim Misarvim, Derech Nekev, with Derech Pirzo, shall Mayim, Shir HaMayim Ki Shir HaPirzo. Bein Chishveres, Bein Pripes Hashum. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbonon. So the second lotion says that Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbonon. So the shear of the Mayim is equal with the shear of the Nekev. So that means, if the Nekev is Beyom Tzakeser, so what is the required size of a Nekev? If a full Shifaras Aleit, Peres Aleit, so the Mayim must be there also a full Shifaras Aleit. According to Rabbi Yehuda too, if the Nekev is on top here, so what kind of a Shio Nekev do we need? Kripes Hashum Nekev, so the Shio Mayim also requires a Kripes Hashum Mayim. So that was the difference between the first lotion of the Rash and the second lotion of the Rash. Whereas according to the first lotion of the Rash, so we never require more than Kripes Hashum Mayim, according to the second lotion of the Rash. So wherever a Nekev of Shiveras Aleid is required, so a Mayim of Shiveras Aleid is also required. So that means, Beyantz HaKesel, we need, in order to be Mitzalev to make ways, not only Nekev Shiveras Aleid, but Mayim Shiveras Aleid. And where it's the Pirzer Yeno on top, the break is on top, so we require only Nekev of Kripes Hashum, so Mayim also of Kripes Hashum. Bein Rabbonon, Bein Rabbonon. Umishashu is Bikach, Mas is the Kesel, Vichri Plige, Bimayim Tzofim Milmalo, Min HaKesel, Bilorim Pirzer. So when is there a Machlekes? Skiahi the Kulkes, the Rabbonon Boyegi Kripes Hashum, or Rabbi Yehuda Sagi V'Tefeyach Latviach. So when is there a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon? If there is no break at all in the Kesel. No break at all in the Kesel. But the level of water goes, floats over and above the top of the Kesel. There is no, let's see. There is no break. Here is the Kesel. There is no break. And the level of water goes over and above the Kesel. So the Mila sees the level of water. So according to the Rabbonon, even in such a case, we require a Kripes Hashum Mayim. Even though the level of water actually goes above the whole Keser. So we still require that how much water should flow over, above the top surface of the Keser, Kripes Hashum Mayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case, seeing the level of water is so high that it just flows over above the top of the Keser. So then we only need that the Tefillah Latfillah should go over. Now you can ask the same question, what difference in other words? So if there is a break, then it requires that there should be Mayim. So since, of course, suppose there is a break, but the level of water is so high that it flows over, not here, but it flows over here. So actually, I mean, it shouldn't be worse, it shouldn't be lower than if there is no break. The fact that it has a break, it doesn't matter. But if there is a break, but the level of water does not reach up to the top of the Kesel. It only reaches up to the lower end of the break, of the neck. So then Rabbi Yehuda requires Kripes Hashum Mayim. Mashalike, if the water is the level, the level of water is so high that it flows over the top of the jail cell, then according to the view there, we don't require that it should flow over Eclipse Ashumai, but just the Pelagapia. What's the difference? Because in the case where the level of water doesn't reach the top of the jail cell, so it only reaches up to here, so if there had been no naked, then the case would be a mafsik. So in the middle of the case is still considered a mafsik. And in order to be mechaber, to be mitzarei, there must be lechol apoches a Eclipse Ashumai should go flow. In the case where the level of water is so high that it goes over, so the main of the case is not considered a mafsik altogether, according to the beauty. So the if the Teferach Fiach water flows over, so it's enough. And the Rabbanon require, even when the level of water is so high that it flows over the top of the case now, so they still require a clean possession. Now, the Rivosh in Tshuva Reish Sadi Beis says that the Rashi is that when do we need Klipas Hashum, Mayim should flow over the Kesel only if there is a Pirtze in the top of the Kesel, there is a break. So then if just the Tehachat water runs over the pavement of the Pirtze of the Rekeb, so then the two mikvahs are not mitzvah, do not become alive into one mikvah. But if Klipas Hashum, every Shveras Ameit of water flows over, then they are mitzvah. But if the level of water is so high that it flows over above the top of the Kesel, so then according to the Rash, so Aliva the Hilchase says, we only need that the Teferach Tefiach water should flow. So the Chazmish, and the Frey, so he says that the Rivosh is not citing the Rashi accurately, because the Rash here in Perkhes of Tares, Mishne Teres, so he says, very easily for us, the whole motive Shamayim is out in the Rechneke, or in the Rechpirze Shel Mayim, Shir Amayim Ki Shir Apirzo, Beili Shil Feres, Beili Klipas Hashum, Beili Rabbi Yude, ובין רבון, ומסיעת תחמס ניס לקיסל, וכי פריגה במים צופים ומעל מהקיסל, ולא יפירצה, או כי אני הייתי כופס, תרבון בו הייתי כפי לשם, ורבי לסן כאילו להפיע, so the Rash says in so many words, only according to the beauty when the water flows over, the top of the Kesel, so then the Teferach Tefiach is enough. But according to Rabbanan, Klipas Hashum is required. So he's masik on the Rivosh. But it's not a subject against the Rivosh, because the Rivosh assumed, and it's really mashma from the Lashon of the Rash, that this is throwing the two Mishenes of the Rash. This is throwing the two Mishenes of the Rash. Because in the second Lashon, he says that the Machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi is only without the case where the water flows over the top of the Kesel, top of the Kesel. So, the contrabon, even in that case, we require Klipas Hashum Mayim, and the contrabute in that case will only require the Teferach water. Mashiach in the first lotion, he doesn't discuss the case of Mayim Tzofim Numayro as something separate from Pirtzei Neino. He does mention the Mayim Tzofim Nogabeyen. That he's just citing the Mishnah, the Roshna Mishnah Po. So it appears, so when he explains that expression in the Mishnah Po, Shemayim Tzofim Nogabeyen, so it appears that the Rash applies it to the case of the Pirtzei Neino, not to the case when the water flows over the Neino. So, but, in the first lesson he just says, V'nei Shema de Rabbonon Boye Ki Klipas Hashum Mayim, Beibi Nekev Ki Shifteres, Beibi Pirtzei Neino. Baby Pirtzei Neino. So by the way, and he doesn't mention it. The Rabbonim Boye Kimitza Shumayim, Baby Nechet Kishveres, Baby Pirtzei Neino, Baby Mayim Tzofim Umayim Umayim Umayim. Why doesn't he say Baby Mayim Tzofim Umayim Umayim? As he mentions, as he spells it out in the second version, is something distinct from Pirtzei Neino. So the fact that in the second version he spells out the case of Mayim Tzofim Umayim Umayim, Marum HaKesel is something distinct from Pirtzei Neino. And here he just mentions two cases. The Rabbonim Boye Kiklipas Hashum Mayim, Baby Nekev Kishveres, that means when Nekev is Bemza Kesel, Baby Pirtzei Neino, the Nekev is a Pirtzei Neino on top. And he doesn't mention Baby Mayim Tzofim Marum HaKesel. So that means, so it implies that where it's Mayim Tzofim Marum HaKesel, the level of water is so high that water simply flows over above the top of the Kesel, so then the Kesel is not considered a mafsik. And what a Jesus is not considered in Mapsik, so it's like Kata Shove, like a Speyrel. So Jesus in Chagiga says, to them to be a Latvia, to be a Latvia, it's Hibo, it's Hibo. So here too, what? So what's it, of what significance is the case of Mapsik? But the level of water is so high that it just flows over. So it is just as if there had been no Jesus. So if there is no Jesus, so it's like Kata Shove. So I mean, so it's in line with the Tir Kalosh, what they reverse. In Reis and Reis says in the name of the Rash is in line with the implication of the Lashon of the Rash in the first Lashon, in the first sheet. All right. So in other words, so we have several sheets of Hashem. We have several sheets of Hashem. As far as the Shulim of Shifras and Reis concerned, so we have the sheet of Rabbi Tam. We have a Shita from the town to the Nekir Festival, Kishvara Sanei, and then the Romani has to be the Fiyach Latviyach. Fiyach, Fiyach. And the Kovat to the Ras, Pshat, in the town, so in the Nekir is being Tzachim, so then we need the Nekir Kishvara Sanei, and my Dvera Fiyach. If the Nekir is a Pirzo, in my law, so then the Nekir has to be a Hebe Shvara Sanei, Pirz Hashum, and the Mayim has to be the Fiyach Latviyach. The Fiyach Latviyach. That's from the Tamsh. Then there is the Shita of Tensi Singit, not the Zion. Case is indeed not the Zion, that if it's the Emtzaki cell, so then the Nekev and the Mayim has to be put to Shifras Amei. But if it is a Piotr Yeno in the K-cell, so then, if it's a Piotr Yeno in the K-cell, so then the Nekev has to be put to Shifras Amei, and the Mayim also has to be a Hefesh Feres, a Klippes Hashem. Then we have the first Lashon in the Rash, that as far as the mind is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference, as far as the Shira mind is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Ibn-Tzak itself, or the Piotr, you know, the Milo. So it has to be just mind of Hefesh Feres, of the Klippes Hashem. But as far as the Nekev is concerned, so the Ibn-Tzak is the Nekev has to be a Klippes Hashem. And Piotr Yemo, the Mekev has to be Klippes Hashem. And then we have, and that's according, so that is according to the Rabbanon. And according to Rabbi, the first Lashon Rash says, why the Mekev has to be Shveras Amein? But the Mayim has to be only the Vech Latviyach, in all instances. And then the second Lashon of the Rash is that if the Mekev is the Emtzak Yisrael, all the Mekev is in Piotr Yemo, there is no Machlekev between Rabbanon and Rabbi. So then Rabbanon and Rabbi Yude, so the Emtzak Yisrael, the Mekev has to be Shifteres, and the Mayim has to be Shifteres, and Piotr Yemo, the Mekev has to be Klippes Hashem, and the Mayim has to be Klippes Hashem. But then Rabbanon and Rabbi Yude, but there is a Machlekev between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yude. The Machlekev is between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yude in the case where the level of water is so high that it simply flows over. Over the top of the K-cell, So then, according to the Rabbanon, we still require Mayim Kippur Zashum. According to Rabbi Yudin, in such a case, the K-cell is not considered a Mapsik, and we only need Mayim to be a Latviyach. And it appears from the, and not it appears, but it says it in some words, the Rivosh, in Tshuva, Reisach Reis, that according to the first Lashon of the Rash, so if the level of water is so high that it flows over above the top of the K-cell, so then even according to the Rabbanon, of Rabbi Yude, we only need Tefeach Latviyach. We only need Tefeach Latviyach. Now, the Rivosh and the Bes Yosef, the Rivosh in the same Tshuva, the Yisani Reis, and the Bes Yosef, the Reish Aleph, so they both say that according to the Rambam, so there is no difference between the Pirza, Bigei Ba Kesel, or where the level of water is so high that it simply flows over the top of the Kesel. So in both situations, According to the Rambam, we require Mayim Kippur Zashu. All right, that is. Now let's see.